The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Yes Weekly, Our State Magazine, The Laurel of Asheville, Walter Magazine, and, if time allows, Chapel Hill Magazine. If not, we'll save that one for next time. My first article today is from Our State. Rooted in family at Singletree Heritage Kitchen, housed within a former service station, a Waynesville restaurant pays homage to the hard work that built a family's legacy. At his Waynesville restaurant, Singletree Heritage Kitchen, founder and head chef Josh Weeks puts in the work. Take his steak dinner. Weeks char grills a peppered prime New York strip to order and serves it over whipped North Carolina sweet potatoes alongside local French beans, smoked tomato-infused butter, and a house steak sauce. The sauce alone takes 4 days to make. Weeks starts by creating a bone stock, which is cooked down into a demi-glace and further processed into a cuisson, infused with stone fruits, fresh herbs, and a red wine from Singletree's meticulously curated selection. We go the hard route every time, Weeks says with a laugh. But it works. We really care about the end result and the quality. We care so much about the experience people are going to have. The work doesn't stop there. If you're enjoying supper at the bar, the single slab of black walnut beneath your plate was also harvested, crafted, and installed by Weeks and his wife, Singletree co-owner McRae Davis. If you're in the dining room, the wormy chestnut table you're seated at is also a Weeks original, made from local reclaimed barnwood. Oh, and the dining room itself, with its large windows overlooking Singletree's gardens and the Smoky Mountain peaks beyond, was designed by Weeks, who has spent more than 30 years training, cooking, and dreaming of this restaurant. Weeks has long been smitten with Western North Carolina. As a child growing up in a farming family in Fayetteville, he often visited the mountains for hiking trips in the summer and skiing getaways in the winter. Back home, Weeks loved spending time in his mother's and grandmother's kitchens, where he'd watch them make everything from scratch. He'd help pick and preserve muscadines and harvest and bake cherries for a warm fruit pudding, now a dessert staple at Singletree. In her later years, his paternal grandmother traveled around the world and brought culinary techniques and recipes back to her grandson. She was flambeing shrimp and making all these souffles and beautiful food I'd never seen before, Weeks says. These three women are the reason I cook. They all cooked and hosted in their own different ways, and I felt like that's what I should do. While driving through Waynesville one day, he and Davis passed by Walker Service, the almost century-old auto shop in the middle of town, and noticed a dumpster sitting out front. The Cathy family had owned the shop since the 1920s. The third generation to run it, Clayton Cathy and his wife Grace, a local artist, had sectioned off part of the space for a gallery to display Grace's metal sculptures, some of which featured old car parts from the station. The couple were looking to retire and sold the property to relatives who were preparing the building to be rented. Davis took in the station from the road and said something that would change their lives. That would make a cool restaurant. Today, the old service station catches everyone's eye. The restaurant is surrounded by handmade garden beds filled with native plants, many of which were propagated by Davis, a horticulturalist. In 2023, she left her job as head gardener at the Swag Hotel to join Weeks full-time at Singletree, where she runs the front of house and can often be found behind the bar, mixing cocktails and chatting with visitors. She's really the culture builder here, Weeks says, the one who makes everybody happy. Standing over the goldenrod, echinacea, and foxglove beside the parking lot, the branches of a metal tree reach up towards the spring sky. The Grace Cathy original stood in this very spot when Haywood County motorists still came here to get their oil changed. Now, whenever the Cathys come in for dinner, they are reminded of their family's legacy in this place. Weeks keeps a few of Grace's sculptures inside the restaurant, too, in addition to work from other local artists and some of his antiques. His proudest piece hangs over the bar, a single tree, or metal bar, that was once used to balance the pull of a plow in the days when horses and mules drew them. When Weeks looks at the single tree, he is reminded of the hard work his family sowed in their eastern North Carolina soil for generations. After Weeks and Davis settled on the restaurant's name, Weeks' mother Mackie gifted him the single tree her father and grandfather used to plow their fields. Mackie and her husband Mayon were known in Fayetteville for their dedication to local arts and culture and for always welcoming neighbors and friends into their home. For 2 years after Single Tree opened, Mackie made the restaurant's muscadine jelly from scratch until she was no longer able. She died in January 2025, but her spirit of hospitality lives on. She has always been my biggest fan, Weeks says. She's a lot of the reason why all of this has worked out. Weeks and Davis plan to rehang the silver tree over the patio, or the single tree over the patio, to welcome everyone into their restaurant, built on hard work, where North Carolina food and farming are celebrated and where family legacies live on. Single Tree Heritage Kitchen is located at 136 Depot Street, number 101, in Waynesville, North Carolina. Their phone is 828-246-9760, and the website singletreekitchen.com. Next up from Yes Weekly, Chow Down with John Batchelor at Simply Thai by John Batchelor. Simply Thai has two locations, in Elon, which opened in 2009, and in Jamestown, which opened in 2017. I visited the Jamestown property. The interior is fairly small, the wait staff especially friendly and welcoming, yielding a familiar feel even on first impression. The website shows photos of the owners and provides first names, along with a bit of background. Their mother owned and operated the equivalent of a food truck in California. The appetizer sampler is a great way to get acquainted here. It provides three portions each of shrimp in a blanket, vegetable spring rolls, dumplings, money bags, and crispy tofu. Given our party of four, an accommodating server and kitchen added another portion for a small charge. The shrimp, spring rolls, dumplings, and tofu are delightfully crisp and clean tasting, no grease. Money bags are fried purses containing ground pork, especially tasty. Three sauces lend color as well as enhanced flavor. You assemble lettuce wraps yourself at the table. Peel away single leaves from a half head of chilled iceberg lettuce and then spoon in ground chicken. These are delicious. Companion Courtney ordered from the sushi menu on our first visit. The tiger uppercut roll encloses tempura shrimp, cucumbers, crab salad, avocado, and smoked salmon, decorated with tempura crunch, laced with spicy mayonnaise and eel sauce. It's another clear winner. I especially liked the texture provided by the tempura treatment. Pineapple chicken surrounds fried chicken breast with sweet pineapple chunks and a sauce made by simmering the pineapple and juices. It's both sweet and tangy at the same time. Sliced zucchini and broccoli frame the presentation in green. I got adventurous by ordering pompano. This is one of my favorite fish, seldom seen on triad menus. In this preparation, you get a whole fish, pan-roasted, yielding puffy white flesh and pure flavor, decorated with thin spring onion slices, further enhanced with lemongrass, Thai herbs, and garlic chili sauce. al dente broccoli, green beans, snow peas, carrot slices, zucchini, and bok choy complete the presentation. This requires a bit of effort and precision to extract the flesh from the bones, but it is worth the difficulty. My wife ordered salmon prepared with ginger, bell peppers, and onions, sharpened with garlic chili sauce. The fish is ladled with a brown ginger sauce. It's tender and fluffy in texture, simple and fresh in flavor, rendered more complex through the sauce. The same elaborate vegetable assembly is included, along with rice in both cases. My personal preference is brown rice for the nutty flavor as well as the nutrition. White and fried are also available. Chiang Mai beef is stir-fried, caramelized with onions. That's very well done, which suits these thin strips well. They emerge with rich flavor from the treatment, a little on the firm side. Stir-fried green beans show dark streaks from the heat. They're great. The kitchen might consider offering them as a starter by themselves. I love the aroma and flavor of fresh basil, especially Thai basil. This kitchen combines strips of basil with sliced, vibrantly colored red, green, and yellow bell peppers, sautéed onion strips, and Thai spices. Our party tried this preparation with tofu for a vegetarian entree. Bite-sized chunks are lightly fried, producing a mild, crisp result. Pad Thai is constructed from Thai noodles, stir-fried with egg and green onions, combined with tangy tamarind sauce and ground peanuts. The flavors are wonderful with no other additions, but you can add tofu, chicken, pork, steak, duck, shrimp, or mixed seafoods. We chose the latter and found mostly shrimp and mussels, plus some calamari and a few tofu chunks. A bit of sliced carrot and red cabbage primarily lends color. Other noodle dishes, as well as curries, offer the same additional proteins. Our server recommended duck with Penang curry. She said she serves a lot of duck to many regular customers. The host broth is based on coconut milk, plus peanut sauce and onions, plus zucchini, carrot slices, and sweet peas. I found the duck flavor pleasant enough, but with more gristle and fat than I would prefer, in pretty firm meat. I loved the curry flavor, though. I think I'll just get pork next time. We tried one dessert, fried ice cream. The kitchen slices pound cake, different flavors on different occasions, all made in-house, then wraps it around an ice cream center and deep fries the assembly, finally lacing it with chocolate sauce at serving. Flavor and texture are great, although letting it sit a while for the ice cream to soften will improve the overall effect when I get it again. And there will be more visits here. Simply Thai is going to be my go-to place on Wednesday nights. Half-price wine. Simply Thai is at 122 East Main Street in Jamestown, North Carolina. Their phone number is 336-875-5555. Their website, mysimplythai.com. And they are open for lunch from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Friday, dinner 5 to 9 p.m. on Tuesdays through Thursdays, and 5 to 9:30 on Friday and Saturday. From Our State Magazine, Lutra Cafe and Bakery swims into Durham's food scene by Hannah Lee Lady, or Liddy. When Chris McLaren held his first Sunday Bunday pop-up on a cold January morning, his baked sweets, buns, cookies, and soft pretzels sold out in just a couple hours. Through the takeout window at Queenie's in Durham, he passed out big buns cloaked in shiny glazes, a sweet orange, chocolate, salted honey, and lemon poppy seed, and steaming coffees to ward off the biting winter chill. After that first pop-up, he checked his social media page and found an outpouring of thanks and compliments. "Those chocolate buns, we'll be dreaming about them until next Sunday," one user wrote. I love the personal moments on social media when people reach out to say how much they enjoyed the bun, McLaurin says. That's my favorite part of doing this. Lutra, the Latin word for otter, might be McLaurin's first concept, but he's an established member of the Triangle's food scene. The Chapel Hill native was previously the chef de cuisine at Poolside Pies. Before that, he gained experience at heavy hitters in Washington, D.C., Comey and Little Cerro. When it was decided that Poolside Pies would close in late 2023, McLaurin and owner Ashley Christensen sat down to discuss what would come next for him. Christensen talked through McLaurin's ideas with him, acting as his sounding board, as he pieced together what would become Lutra. One of the neatest things about the food industry is that it's so close-knit and everyone wants to lift each other up, he says, crediting partnerships like the ones at Queenie's and Cheney to building Lutra's following. This summer, after 2.5 years of pop-ups and participating in local farmers markets, McLaurin will open Lutra Cafe and Bakery in the American Tobacco Campus on June 26th. It's a really fun space and good energy. It's both a destination and a place where people already are, he says. The word he uses to describe his food is craveable. It's all about the dishes that make him happy. The chocolate and orange sweet buns, for instance, were inspired by the pillowy Pillsbury rolls that McLaurin's mother made for him and his sister on Saturday mornings. As he expanded his pop-ups, offering brunch at Cheney on select days, the 100-layer hash browns, impossibly thin slivers of potato, stacked and fried into crunchy pillars, and breakfast sandwiches served on savory buns, proved to be bestsellers. We're approaching guests where they are in this moment, when they want exceptional but casual food with really excellent service, McLaurin says. The cafe's colorful interior, an electric mix of pink and blue, boasts a coffee counter where guests place their orders and cozy tables covered with soft tablecloths. In the place of a long wall behind the counter is a see-through window displaying the activity unfolding in the kitchen. It's a place where friends can meet up for brunch, passersby can grab a sweet pick-me-up for the road, and remote workers can post up with plenty of caffeine to fuel their creative flow. Everything about the space is a reflection of McLaurin's community in Central North Carolina. Local purveyors contribute much of the kitchen's ingredients, from first-hand foods, pork for Lutra's breakfast sausage, to the blueberries in their seasonal lemonade. The coffee bar uses Little Waves espresso beans from Lutra's neighbor, Coco Cinnamon. Even the zinnias on each table come from McLaurin's stepmother's garden, cradled in ceramic vases McLaurin made by hand. It's the sort of place where, on a weekday morning, visitors and day workers at the American Tobacco Campus can file inside the brightly colored cafe, eyeing the pastry case by the front door and laughing with the staff at the register. Through the windows behind them, team members ferry trays of oversized cookies between ovens and cooling racks in the kitchen and prepare plates of biscuits and gravy, breakfast sandwiches, and granola bowls. Past the register, guests gather with friends or family members around tables in the dining room, savoring each other's company and the meal that anchors the occasion, taking the chance to unwind and connect before resuming the day's bustle. Lutra Cafe and Bakery is located at 312 Blackwell Street in the Noel Building, number 102, in Durham, North Carolina. Their website is Lutra, that's L-U-T-R-A, bakery.com. From Chapel Hill Magazine, Inside Chapel Hill's H&H Bagels, by Lauren Rouse. Before sunrise on opening day, a line formed outside H&H Bagels, stretching along the University Place storefronts and wrapping around Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams. More than 100 people bundled up in coats and scarves 3 hours before the iconic New York shop served its first bagel. Local owners Michael Klein and Amanda Klein opened H&H Bagels on January 15th, bringing the franchise to North Carolina. The couple met in Central Park while training for an Ironman triathlon and later lived just across the street from H&H's Upper East Side location, which became a regular stop during their early years together. On Saturday afternoons, following a long run in the park, an everything bagel scooped and toasted with veggie cream cheese and tomato became synonymous with what we defined as home, Michael says. The Kleins moved to Durham in 2013 and eventually saw an opportunity to bring their favorite New York-style bagels to a region with so many Northeast transplants. The number of former New Yorkers who have come in and have stories about their time with H&H, how much they miss it, and how excited they are that we're here, has really been fulfilling, Michael says. We are also excited to bring the bagels to those who haven't had one before. The menu features kettle-boiled bagels, spreads, and made-to-order sandwiches. A top seller is the bacon, egg, and cheese with a freshly cracked egg, while the Nova salmon, complete with tomatoes, onions, and capers, draws a nostalgic response from those who grew up with the brand. An unexpected favorite, strawberry cream cheese on a blueberry bagel, quickly emerged among UNC students. The strawberry cream cheese is made with real strawberries, Amanda says. There really aren't any corners that we cut in terms of fresh ingredients. The shop also serves a custom coffee blend developed for H&H by Wisconsin-based Ruby Coffee Roasters. After several family visits to the Big Apple, Michael and Amanda's children, Sam and Rylan Klein, truly appreciate getting the New York City bagel experience in their home state. Sam enjoys our scallion BT sandwich with scallion cream cheese, bacon, and tomato, while Rylan is a classic bacon, egg, and cheese girl, with well-done bacon, of course, Michael says. After the warm welcome they received in Chapel Hill, the Kleins eventually plan to open 4 more locations across the Triangle. In the meantime, they remain hands-on in the day-to-day, spending much of their time in the shop and getting to know customers as they come through the door. "I've really been enjoying working the cash register," Amanda says. "It's great interacting with people and hearing all the combinations that everybody is ordering." For the Kleins, their work goes beyond bagels. It's about building something personal, one regular at a time. H&H Bagels is located at 239 South Estes Drive in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Their phone is 919-240-4504, and the website hhbagels.com. And my last article today is from The Laurel of Asheville. Food and Drink, Camden's Coffee House by Emma Castleberry. Back in 2017, Dave Bohager noticed a major gap in the community landscape of Mars Hill. There was no local coffee shop. When we traveled, we would always visit local coffee shops and knew Mars Hill was in desperate need of one, he says. So, he found a vacant building for a decent rent price and looped in his daughter Alex and son Camden, then 17 and 19 years old, respectively. "I didn't have the time to run one, so they said they would do it," he says. "My brother-in-law, Philip Evans, heard about what we were doing and wanted to be part of it. So he invested in it with us, and it became our family business. So with zero coffee experience, we started a coffee shop." They drew from their coffee shop travel experiences all over the country to design the space. "We love to sit and read and sip coffee," says Bohager, "and with the university there, we thought the library was a great name for a coffee shop, the Library Coffee House. We wanted people to stay and enjoy the music, the friends, and the vibe. We're not a quick drive-through coffee chain. We wanted to be the exact opposite." They filled the place with comfortable chairs and couches and copious books from Bohager's wife's collection. Mars Hill had its first local coffee shop. In June 2020, Camden was running the shop as its manager. He was 22 years old. He had a skateboarding accident, and he didn't survive due to the impact to his head, says Bohager. The locals and students embraced the shop through our tragedy. They renamed the space Camden's Coffee House in honor of Camden. Bohager's sister, Mary Hammetz, came to visit right after the accident and volunteered at the shop when it reopened. She had no barista or retail experience, but fell in love with the shop, the locals, and the students, says Bohager. She's been there ever since and is now co-owner and manager. Camden lives on through the relationships that are built at the coffee shop. We want you to come in, bring a friend or two, stay a while, and enjoy the local energy of Madison County. We want to greet you when you walk in and let you know we'll miss you when you leave. Camden got along with everyone and was everyone's friend. His smile was contagious. We try to keep that as a theme as we continue the shop in his honor, says Bohager. That philosophy extends to how they source ingredients for their menu. From day one, we teamed up with Matt McDaniel of Cooperative Roasters in Asheville, says Bohager. He not only supplies us with great coffee beans from all over the world, but with his knowledge and expertise, he trained our staff and continues to help us be the best coffee shop we can be. He also created our Camden's Blend, which is a Central and South American blend with hints of chocolate, almonds, and caramel. We also work with local bakeries such as West End Bakery, Brugger's Bagels, and French Broad Bakery, all in Asheville. Signature drinks at Camden's Coffee House are the Camden, a white chocolate mocha, the Alex, a cinnamon and salted honey latte, and the Duke, a vanilla caramel chocolate mocha, named after the family's Puggle. The Bohagers sponsor many events in Mars Hill, as well as elementary, middle, and high school sports teams. After Hurricane Helene, they offered free coffee to everyone for a week. People still insisted on paying, so they took the money as donations, matched them, and raised more than $18,000 for Madison County residents. We paid for and delivered doors, windows, flooring, food, and even cash, says Bohager. What was left over was donated to the Community Housing Coalition of Madison County in the name of Madison County residents. We feel this is what local businesses are all about. Give and take based on strong relationships. Camden's Coffee House is located at 40 North Main Street in Mars Hill. You can learn more at their website, camdenscoffeehouse.com. We have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and have a lovely day.